Welcome to 15 with Christine. Don Monastere, CEO and President at General Informatics, is our special guest today. Let's get started. On 15 with Christine, we talk about all things business growth. But before we dive in, I want to remind you where you can find the live broadcast. I'll come to you live on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook. Hit the subscribe button and you won't miss an episode. My goal with 15 with Christine is to equip you with resources and introduce you to people who can help you grow your business, help you grow your career, and take it to the next level. And this week, I welcome Don Monastere, President and CEO of General Informatics. Don, welcome.
Christine, thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you. You know, I had the opportunity to meet you at the General Informatics launch party this summer. So enjoyed meeting your team. I mean, the energy there and what you shared, you know, about coming to Birmingham. Just tell us about the General Informatics growth story.
Absolutely. So first of all, that was an amazing event. You got to give a shout out to all my guys in Birmingham, Chess Allen, and my son Cooper Monastere was actually a part of putting that together. So we did a fantastic job. Man, the growth story of General Informatics is like the all-American story. So Mohit Veej was an Indian immigrant who came into the country, visions of grandeur, right? And had got multiple degrees at LSU and here in Baton Rouge. And he was an intern doing IT work on the campus, and then later started General Informatics and started an incubator center right there on the campus. And so he has grown this company over the last 20 years. I tell people all the time, I'm excited because I get the opportunity to run a company that's stable, 20 years old, but we're behaving like a startup because we've recently just been invested in by Rosewood Private Investments out of Dallas. And, you know, Mo's got a lot of things going on. He started this technology park right off Highland here in Baton Rouge. We're in an amazing building. He started a company called 365 Labs. And he said, look, I've got this incredible company in General Informatics, and I want to bring it to the rest of the nation. Yes. Rosewood, how can we do that? And they called me and said, hey, man, this is right down your alley. You're originally from this area. Would you come spend some time with us? And I'm humbled to say that Mo chose me to be a part of that, and it's been a phenomenal ride. So I've been super excited about what we've been doing, and I've been here almost a year now. So,
well, you know, I worked for AT&T for many years.
Yeah.
You know, and the industry you're in, let me know if I'm wrong, but there can be a lot of finger pointing, right?
Oh yeah.
And you know, I loved reading about your can-do, will-do attitude.
Yes.
And your approach to getting things done. So how do you get away from that finger pointing back and forth that can happen so often?
No, that's a really good question. And man, sometimes it's easier than others, but we are super deliberate about the culture that we're building here at GI. I was fortunate in that the culture was already in place, and I've always been a bit of a culture warrior.
Yes.
As you know, I've spent a lot of time over at TechLinx and eventually became the president of that company. And we were very deliberate about that, as we are at General Informatics. And what I say all the time is we hire for it. And I'm proud to say that we fire for it. You know, if people are not meeting the standard, we try to help them find a place that is a better home for them. I tell people all the time, hey guys, if you don't want to come to work tomorrow, don't. I don't want you to have to, you know, grudge through the day. So our can-do, will-do attitude is part of our core values. And I will say also that, you know, this company kind of growing up in Baton Rouge, it's that river mentality, right? It's that after a hurricane comes, everybody pitches in. It doesn't matter your religion. It doesn't matter, you know, your race. It doesn't matter. It's all about helping people. And that permeates our entire organization. And heck, man, we want to bring that everywhere. And it's really kind of that Southern, you know, that Southern lifestyle where you know, you want to know who your neighbor is. And so mm-hmm. we're deliberate about it, and we make sure that we're hiring for it each and every time.
You know, Don, for the business owners that are listening, when you talk about hiring for your culture, you yeah. know, and even firing for your culture, because, you know, it's not a bad thing if someone no. leaves who's not a good fit. But do you have any experiences to share, or even specifically any resources that you have used to develop that? Because it's so critical to running a successful business.
Yeah, I mean, so when I think about, first of all, the activity or how we execute
yes.
As a business, I think, look, we have to walk the walk and talk the talk. We hire for culture first, and then we look at the skill set, as opposed yes. to the other way around.
Right.
You know, it used to be that, hey, I've got to go hire this particular skill set, and we hope that they do the things that we want them to do. Mm-hmm. We make sure that it's the other way around. And just as an anecdotal story, I had a gentleman who he came to me and said, look, I'm just not in the stage of life where I can do this the way that you guys do it. And I was really appreciative of that. And I told him, mm-hmm. I said, well, look, let's go find, he ended up getting a part-time job, because as we talked through it and I counseled him, I was like, look, man, I don't think that you're really in the stage of life where you can have a full-time job and really invest in that. And so we found him work, and I check on him on a regular basis. And I think at some point in time, you know, he may end up coming back to work for us. So I'm always about find ways to influence yes. people and put them in the right position and put them in their highest and best use and just let them go.
I love that. Tell us, how did you, what was the genesis of your Enhanced Series Training Day? I know you've done that here. I know yeah. you have it going on in Baton Rouge. Yeah. Did your culture lead to that? What led to that?
So it's interesting. We did just have that yesterday. We had a great, great time doing it. So the Enhanced Series is all based on the books that I've published yes. over the last 7 years. I've published two. I've got one coming out this year, hopefully by the end of the year. I've been quite busy growing GI, but I'm hoping that we can get it done by the end of the year. And really, the way it started, I had a member of my leadership team who was struggling. He said, "Hey, man, I'm just not organized. I'm not getting it done. I'm not meeting that mm-hmm. standard. And how can I do this? I see how you do it. You're super organized. You're constantly executing at a very high level. How do you do this?" And I was like, "Well, first of all, I'm not naturally organized. I have to force myself to do that. And I've built this framework." And he said, "Well, just teach me that." And so I started to teach him. And when I did, he said, "Hey, you tell me you have this written down. You gotta write a book." And I was like, "Man, I don't know how to write a book. I don't, you know, I'm an IT guy, right?" And so I tried to write it, and it just didn't work. It would not flow. I couldn't do it. And then about 3 months later, my son called me and said, "Dad, I'm about to start college, and I'm not that organized, and you're super organized, and you've got this process." And so the why in why I wanted to write the book changed, right? I just yeah. thought to myself, I'm not going to write a book to sell a book. I'm not going to write a book to coach up my team. I want to leave a legacy to my children so mm-hmm. at least they know how I did it. Good, bad, or indifferent. You know, right. there's tons of people far more successful than me, but I want them to know how Dad did it. And the writing just came. I committed to, I'm going to write for 15 minutes every single day of my life until I get this book done. And I tell people all the time, it only takes 15 minutes to write a book, but you just have to do it for three years.
I was wondering how you found the time to write yeah. books.
Yeah. Every morning I wake up at 4 o'clock. It's the same routine. 4 o'clock in the morning, I write yeah. for 15 minutes. I read for 15 minutes, and then I do an hour's worth of work, and then I go work out. And mm-hmm. so it's every day. That's how I approach it. And that's what started it. And now we're doing the Enhanced Series Training. And look, when I talked to a publisher first and I showed them my manuscript for Enhanced Life, they were like, "We want you to do something on management frameworks. That's what you're great at. We want you yeah. to do that." And I said, "Look, you can run a management framework, but in order to run a great management framework, you have to have great executives. And in order to have great executives, you have to have great people. Let's start yeah. with great people." And that's what Enhanced Life Performance is about.
Okay.
And then find a way to take that. And the way we do that is I want to be in alignment with what the Holy Spirit wants for me and my family.
Yes.
And if I do that, then executing in my career is so much easier because I'm doing the very thing I was called to do. Not just that I should be doing as a career, but right. what the Holy Spirit wants me to be doing. And for me, I'll share, it's to coach, teach, and when given the opportunity, lead. Yes. And so I've been able to do that for the last 27 years of my career. So I've been super fortunate. And, you know, the next step after, you know, bringing all these executives after you've gone through enhanced life performance training, it's okay, let's plug them into a framework that allows us to scale and allows us to grow.
So I heard you talk when you and the mayor were speaking at the launch event about developing talent specifically here in Birmingham and even specifically in Hoover.
In Hoover, yeah, absolutely. So it's the same story in just about every tier two, tier three city. And I don't say that critically.
I think
the tier two, tier three cities have an amazing experience. It's wonderful to live in these cities. You're not spending 2 hours in traffic.
Right.
And we have a lot to offer people in here in Hoover. I mean, we do. And we have the same problem in Birmingham. We have the same problem in Mobile. And so what I started to think about was, okay, how do we solve this problem? Even, you know, 10 years ago, I noticed at TechLinks, we had consumed all of the resources in, you know, the Homewood area. We had hired all the best engineers. And I've always said we should be good stewards of the communities that we live in and give back. And so how do we educate those other folks who might be in that are looking for it? And so we created an initiative called the AEI Initiative. And it's really to attract, educate, and integrate folks into these communities. So Hoover, as an example, let's attract people to Hoover and show them why living in Hoover is so spectacular. And then the educate piece, not just the folks that we attract, but also the people that are already in our community. And I believe that starts really in grammar school and in high school.
Yes.
And so one of the things that we did at TechLinks and something that we're doing with General Informatics is, you know, involving ourselves into the various school systems and helping them with curriculum, helping them understand what businesses need from an IT perspective, and then integrate them into the community. It's not good enough just to attract them and educate them. How do we get them into the community so they enjoy what they're doing, so they don't want to leave?
Right.
And then we can pass the torch to them and say, hey, keep doing this. So that's something that I've been doing actually with Selena Harrison. She's the CEO of Halo Ventures, and we've been doing that together. And man, it's been a great experience. And again, we're doing it in all the areas that we're servicing. So hopefully, we can get some really great talent. I continue to say, you don't have to be in Dallas, you don't have to be in Atlanta to have a great IT career.
Yeah. Well, Don, where is General Informatics today?
Yeah, great question. So our headquarters is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We have a location in New Orleans, about to have a location on the North Shore in Covington.
Yes.
We have a location in Birmingham, and we are in the process of getting our locations in Texas, in Waco, and in North Carolina. So we're growing very quickly. I think we'll be in both those two new geographies before the end of the year, hopefully before the end of November. And we're really looking to expand even the Alabama market. We truly believe, and we're planning on after we've opened our Birmingham location, we cranked that up in June. We want to go to Huntsville and as well as Mobile. So I'm really excited about the growth that we're experiencing.
That's exciting. Well, if you're listening and you'd like to learn more about General Informatics, you can go to www.geninf.com. And the details are here on the scroll at the bottom of the screen. Don, thanks for a fantastic conversation.
Christine, this was awesome. Thank you so much.
And, you know, for all of you listening, we appreciate you joining in. Mark your calendars. 2 weeks from today, on Thursday, October 28th, we hear from Justin Kraft, partner with Nallen & Associates. We'll be talking about how Nallen Associates helps their clients achieve long-term results. Until next time.